Аудиозапись номер 18. Exercise 38. Listen to the stories again and write down some examples of the embarrassing situations the speakers talk about. Use your workbook. Speaker 1. My mum likes to comment on how I look, especially when I'm with my mates. In situations like this, I follow my dad's advice. I just nod, agree, and move on. By doing this, at least you can reduce the embarrassment factor. My dad never embarrasses me. He knows how it feels when you get embarrassed in front of your friends. Speaker 2.
I probably embarrass my parents more than they do me. I've also got to the age of being able to advise my parents on clothing, so I no longer have to suffer the socks with sandals situation in summer. If you're a boy, I think it's a bit different. My brother gets annoyed when my parents call him darling. It's a subconscious thing for them, but terribly embarrassing for him.
Speaker 3.
My parents don't embarrass me a lot, but they do have their moments. For instance, my dad falls asleep all the time, even when someone is talking to him. He dozes off. And once when my mum was sorting through a collection of old baby photographs, she left one out of me naked in the bath for my friends to see as we walked into the room.
Speaker 4.
My parents don't seem to embarrass me, really. They're kind of cool in that respect. If they do, it's when they're messing about or joking. They don't really mean it, though. Some of my friends find their parents embarrassing for the most stupid of things, such as their fashion sense. It's so shallow. Don't they realize that if their parents found out what they were saying, they would probably be upset?
Speaker 5.
When we go into town together, my dad seems to know everyone, and we can't walk anywhere without him stopping to chat with someone. My mum is worse. When I'm on the phone to a friend who's a girl, or even if I just mention a girl's name, she and my sister will say, "Is she a girlfriend?" So embarrassing.